How difficult it was after nearly three decades to adapt to a new musical world.
That was one of our initial worries about how to make a modern album that would fit in with today and all that sort of thing. And, and we finally got over that. We just said, you know what? We just need to be the Eagles. We need to do what we are. We need to be who we are. We need to sound like who we are. You know, obviously the technology has changed tremendously since 1978, since we made our last full-length studio album. Everything has changed. But we're all fairly technologically savvy, and we surround ourselves with people who are very adept at operating the new gear. So we didn't have too many arguments about sound or recording technique or production or any of that kind of stuff. The most agonizing differences of opinion came in terms of songs and what songs to put on the album and what songs not to put on the album, and things of that nature. We actually had more songs than we put on here on this record, and there are a couple of songs on the album that I think shouldn't be on the album, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, there are a couple of people in the industry who are, there's one very well-known DJ here in Los Angeles who said he thinks it's the best album we've ever done. He said, I expected it to be good, but I didn't expect it to be this good. So I need to get away from it for a while to get some perspective.
We're Gold, with a world exclusive. The Eagles talking us through their new album, Long Road Out of Eden. I'm Nicky Horn. Join me tomorrow at 7 o'clock as the story continues.